This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Bridgewater is a production of iHeartRadio 3D Audio and Grim and Mild from Aaron Mankey. For full exposure, listen with headphones. Listener discretion advised.
Oh my God, I'm getting tired of running through the woods away from monsters.
Jeremy, how did you...
I don't know.
I mean, did that really just happen?
I guess, yeah, it did. Welcome to the club of people with evidence of the paranormal.
This is unbelievable.
Yeah, it is a lot to take in. We've been dealing with it for a week now, and I don't think we've even begun to process it.
I mean, those were thunderbirds. Like, real thunderbirds.
I'm not sure about that, actually.
What do you mean? They were enormous birds who brought thunder and lightning with them.
Thunderbirds are sacred protectors in Wampanoag legend. They mostly attack creatures from the underworld or people who broke moral rules. It doesn't make sense that they'd attack us. Not to mention the face of one of them.
Well, it looked a little too human, didn't it?
Maybe our shapeshifter has a greater range than we thought.
Impendulu?
What?
The Impendulu.
The lightning bird from South African myth.
That bird also creates lightning, but it's considered much more malevolent.
Right. It's vampiric, isn't it?
And it can disguise itself as human. Maybe it was in the middle of transformation or something.
Or maybe it was a thunderbird and it was simply trying to protect its domain.
I don't know. That's possible, too.
Yeah, maybe. If it had a human mouth along with those claws, that could be our cow killer.
Well, whatever it was, we better hope that it went back into the forest and not farther out looking for dinner. Okay, so, we need to know how to take it down if we encounter it again.
I'd say you did pretty well on that score. I mean, I can't believe it actually worked.
I know, right? Holy shit, did I just do magic?
I think you did.
Wow. That's amazing.
What rune exactly was that?
One for protection.
Not banishment.
I guess that's maybe the best way to protect against them.
Well, it didn't get rid of all of them, so maybe one of these runes Peyton gave me will do that.
Oh, wait, no, don't banish them all.
What?
Wouldn't you want to study it? Show it to the world? Prove that monsters actually exist?
Peyton made it very clear that keeping the secrets of the Fae Realm is vital. Think about the kind of chaos that would ensue if people...
The Fae Realm?
You didn't tell her.
It hadn't come up yet. So Vipin and I think that all of this has been the work of the Fae Realm, that the Bridgewater Triangle is a gate from this world to theirs, and that's where all of these creatures are coming from.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And look, not many people know this, so you cannot tell the other legend trippers, okay?
Yeah, mum's the word.
So we've been working on closing the gate, and there's this whole deal that's been in place, I guess, for centuries, that explains some of the missing people throughout the years. And it seems like with the old Bridgewater gathering, more or less now defunct, it's maybe up to us to fix it.
That's what you're doing? You're not just doing research for your class?
No. By the way, I am really a professor. I just happen to be a professor who's actually gotten in very over his head.
Wow. You're like an honest-to-God Indiana Jones.
This isn't a movie, okay? It's real life. It is our lives.
Look, I didn't mean to...
So if there's anything you know that you're not telling us, you really need to.
What? No, I'm not hiding anything from you guys. I wouldn't do that. I mean, I want to help. I like to think I already have.
No, you have. She has, Vipin.
I think we're covered.
Look, you know as well as I how expansive all these legends are, how unreliable and vague they can be. I know you're experts, but it seems like maybe we each have gaps in knowledge that the other ones can fill. I mean, just let me help.
She knows how to help. It can't hurt. And we would have been torn to shreds if she hadn't taught me that rune.
I guess. Okay, we should go over to the Hoskins and meet up with everyone else. Olivia said she and Thomas were going to try and get Lee's old radio working.
All right, let's see if the coast is clear. Stuck.
What?
I don't know, I can't get the doorknob to turn. What the... Pippin, can you... everything's unlocked. I don't know what's,
Do you want me to give it a try?
Yeah, sure. Go for it. Here, let's,
It feels like it's... Like it...
Here, let me help. It's like someone is pulling from the other side.
What?
We're trapped.
Not through all of the stations yet.
We've been at this for 45 minutes and nothing. I don't know that we're ever going to find something.
FM didn't have anything, but that doesn't mean AM won't.
Wow, you have the patience of a saint.
Yeah, I kind of had to.
Oh, shit. Right. Sorry.
No, it's okay.
How's your chest?
It's fine.
Because you sound a little like...
Would you stop hovering? I'm okay.
Okay. Okay. It's just... If you're having anxiety about this whole thing, and I can handle it on my own.
What?
Well, the shallow breathing, tightness in the chest. Look, I have friends with anxiety, and
I don't get anxious.
It is understandable. I mean, we're trying to tune into the place where you were trapped.
I know, and I just want to find it.
You know you're safe here, right, Thomas?
No. I'm not.
But...
I'm not anxious. This... It's been happening every couple of hours today. It's always something.
Something what?
I don't belong here, Olivia. Which is why I need to figure this out.
Wait, go back. Stop. There. That's the music Nan and I heard when the house went nuts.
Oh.
What station is this?
912's. How's that possible?
Hey, how's it going in here?
Hey, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm all right.
And Shelly?
Yeah, picking up some food for all of us. I think she needed some time to herself. But we're, I don't know. I don't think that things are broken beyond repair, so...
Good.
Good, yeah. But I'm sure she'd love to talk with you at some point tonight, so...
Really? I'd love that.
Okay, so... Hi, Nana. I can't find any evidence that this particular station has ever been registered anywhere.
Wait, is that music?
I know. Station 912 on AM radio. I mean, no idea who owns the frequency or where the broadcast is coming from.
Yeah, I thought all AM stations ended in zero.
Yep.
They do.
So what, this is some kind of pirate radio?
More likely magic radio. Now what?
We, wait for a voice? See if Alden is still trying to call out?
You said you thought that music was coming from the other side, not the liminal. So maybe there's another station that's tapped into the in-between.
Or things are so thin between worlds that the other side is bleeding through. and drowning everything else out.
Okay, so we're stuck. Magic? Some kind of creature?
A rune, maybe?
Whatever it is, I don't think getting out of here is going to be easy.
What the fuck?
Why is it dark all of a sudden? And what's with the fog?
I'm a little more focused on the fact that everything seems to be moving. It's like we're looking through a funhouse mirror. What the hell is that?
Oh, I thought maybe it was old glass.
Nope. That's definitely just what the outside looks like now. And that's not a way out either. Not that going outside is particularly appealing at the moment.
Shh. Do you hear that?
It's music.
I wonder if that's the same as...
That has to be, right?
I totally get what Olivia meant by wrong. Now, it doesn't really sound like music is supposed to...
What are you guys talking about?
The woman who lives here, Anne, she and her granddaughter heard music the other day when the house was shaking.
An earthquake?
We don't think so.
If those incidents were the veil between worlds and Freetown Forest getting weaker and the other realm bleeding through, then...
Then we might be inside the liminal now.
Oh, God.
Okay, everybody stay calm. We'll find our way out of this.
Okay, she's right. Maybe we just need to wait it out. Eventually, whatever weird force that was coming out of Freetown, making everything quiet, it did retreat before, right? So it's almost like a tide that goes in and out.
So what, we just sit here and wait for it to go out again?
Well, I don't know. I just think we need to keep our heads, okay?
What exactly did you do with that rune?
What?
Everything was completely normal until you showed up.
Vip and I was the one who did the rune.
No, not that one. The one that she carved right before everything went to shit. I don't get why you're trusting her, Jeremy. You barely know her and she was clearly stalking you.
Whoa. I'm just trying to help.
And how exactly do you think you're helping?
Vipin.
You say Peyton made a mistake with the rune, but the moment you carved it, those things attacked us and then this happened.
Look, I'm not trying to usurp your position here or anything.
Excuse me?
Look, I get it. You've been Jeremy's TA for a long time, and you're used to being his right-hand man. I'm not trying to take that from you.
Who exactly do you think you are?
Oh, okay. Why don't we all this... Can we all just take a deep breath here, please?
Yeah. That's a good idea. I'm just gonna... Well, I can't get some fresh air, so I'm just gonna...
Oof.
Jesus. I'm so sorry. I've never seen Vipin do anything like that before.
It's okay. I mean, we're in a tough spot. I get it. You know, I haven't been following you or anything, right? Those first few times we ran into each other, it was just...
No, of course not. Obviously. And you've been a big help.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's nice to have someone around who gets this stuff and who... Fuck. I don't know. This is going to sound strange to say at a time like this, but you've been a very calming presence.
Not sure Vipin would agree.
I'm not sure he would either. He's usually very easygoing. I'm sure he'll warm up to you. I think this... I mean, he's obviously pretty stressed about the whole situation.
And you're not?
No. I am, definitely. I have a special personal interest in all of this, which is that my father's Thomas Bradshaw, and I assume, given your hobbies, you're familiar with his name, right?
Yeah, of course I am. Oh, holy shit. I had no idea. I'm so sorry.
No, it's actually okay. You don't need to be sorry.
What do you mean?
He's back.
What?
Like, alive and back. Turns out he was never... dead at all. After all this time, he was stuck in this in-between space.
The liminal, that's what you guys called it, right?
Right. And he was trapped there this whole time in some kind of sacrifice to the Fae. And then Celeste, that's the old gathering leader, she did this ritual that brought him back, except it seems to have broken everything else.
The monsters.
As I see it, the liminal is some kind of stopgap between our world and the other one. And without two people in there...
It stops functioning.
Right.
And you think that's where we are right now?
I think maybe it's seeping out of its usual dimension. That's the fear of what will happen if we don't close the gate, that the Fae realm will just come pouring into our world. It's happening again. I'm hearing myself talk and it sounds crazy.
Well, okay, but that doesn't mean it's not true. I mean, think of it this way. You just saved us from a pretty Hitchcockian situation by waving your hands. So that's not that absurd. Oh, gosh. Okay, so all these attacks, these monsters.
They're here, we think, because the gate is open.
If we're in the liminal right now, or I guess if the liminal has come to us, do you think we could get into the Fey Realm?
I don't know. My dad was in there for years and never figured out how to pass through.
He tried?
I don't know. I don't know what he could have tried.
Did he know about the runes? About magic?
Well, I assume falling into a different dimension made him realize that magic was real.
Yeah, but if he didn't know how to use it, maybe we could.
Olivia did say that she thought the music wasn't coming from the liminal, but from the other side. So maybe... what happened to the music?
Do you think the tide is going back out?
I'm not sure.
Shit! Oh, what the hell? What was that?
I think there's something in... Bippin!
Did you guys hear that?
Yeah!
The music stopped too. That can't be good, right?
Well, maybe it means that there's more distance between us and the other side. Maybe that's not a bad thing, right?
What?
There!
Oh, do you see something?
You don't? See? There!
I don't see it. I don't see it. What is it?
Are you serious? You can't see it? It's taking up an entire wall.
Okay, Vipin, just calm down. What do you see?
It's almost in the shape of a person, and it's moving. Oh, God. It's coming off the wall.
What? How?
You really don't see it?
I don't. Okay, but maybe it's a trick of the light. Are you... What?
Okay, well, I heard that.
Shit.
Oh, God.
You see it now?
Yeah, I see it. It has horns.
I don't know. The whole thing is made of smoke.
Oh, my God. And Enra? Is that...
What?
Yeah, that's a kind of yokai,
yeah.
Right?
Right, but don't they need bonfires?
Apparently not.
Okay, yokai. Are there ways... Vipin, what? How do you repel a yokai?
Beans!
What?
Soybeans, they can drive away yokai.
Oh!
Ah! God! Ah! Ah!
Jeremy!
Ah!
Yeah! Grab him!
Okay. Yes! I got him! Ah! I got him! Go to the kitchen, see if Anne has any beans! Just hold on!
Ah!
I got you! I got you!
Here!
Hurry!
Pinto beans, but...
Just try it!
Shit!
Just start pelting them! Go! Hey, it's working! More!
Holy shit. What the hell is that?
Oh my God.
Vipin?
Liv, what?
I don't know. I don't know.
Jeremy.
How are we hearing this? Is this real?
I have no idea. Jeremy and Vipin were going to Freetown today. So maybe...
Who is that?
I don't know. But I think I know where they are.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com, that's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global.
When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Jeremy?
Whoa there. You're okay now.
Is it gone?
For now, at least. Come on, let's sit down.
Thanks. Thanks for saving me with the beans.
It was all Vipin. Fast thinking with those beans.
Ugh.
Whatever that thing was, it wasn't like an Oni or an Enra I've read about. And I don't know how long it'll stay away.
Well, at least we've got some more beans.
Did it hurt you?
Yeah, I think... I think my wrist is broken.
Vipin, go see if there's an ice pack or frozen peas or anything.
Yeah.
Here, let me see. Lucky for you, I've broken my fair share of bones before.
Yeah.
Hazard of the hobby, I guess. Ooh, yeah, this is definitely broken. But I think I can probably get some kind of a splint together.
Here, frozen tater tots.
Sorry. Vipin, do you think you could try looking for a first aid kit, bandages, tongue depressor, anything we could use to stabilize his wrist?
I thought the birds were the first time that you'd ever seen a monster.
Well, now I guess I can say I've seen two, although I feel like I barely saw that yokai.
So if those were your first monster attacks?
Why all the broken bones? I'm very clumsy.
Thanks for holding on to me. I thought that thing was going to drag me into hell.
It probably would have just taken you to the other side, right? The Fey Realm?
Yeah, well, 6-1.
You really think it's that bad over there?
I don't know, but I can't say I'm particularly fond of the residents I've met.
Well, sure, but... I mean, they're just doing what they've been taught to do, right? Protecting their home, following the terms of the deal?
That doesn't make it right.
No, I know. But I don't know that we can blame a guard dog for biting an intruder.
Is that what you think those monsters were? Guard dogs?
What else would they be?
I don't know. I guess I hadn't really thought about who and what the Fey Realm actually are. There have been a few encounters that were almost certainly Puckwudgies, and I'd sort of assumed that those were the ones that had made the deal.
Maybe. Or maybe the Fey themselves haven't even come to this side yet.
Well, I hope we never find out.
But magic is real. You just did it, and that's incredible. Look, we live our whole childhoods reading stories about magical worlds and superpowers, and then we grow up and find out that those things only exist in the realm of our imaginations. But here we are, you and me, two otherwise normal people, and we've been let in on this amazing secret that basically no one else knows. That all the stories are real, and that if we wanted to, we could probably learn all sorts of magic. Learn how to visit those other worlds. Doesn't that excite you?
Everything I've encountered in the past few weeks has been terrifying, and it feels more like a nightmare coming true than a fantasy.
But what if that's not all there is to this? Come on, are you telling me that in all your years of teaching folklore, you never once wished that all of it was real and you could be a part of it?
I don't know.
Here, some ace bandages, a first aid kit, and a ruler. I figured that might work as a splint.
Yeah.
That's great. Thank you. This is probably going to be unpleasant.
Oh, good. Something new and different.
Hey, we need to figure out how we're going to get out of here.
Right, before that thing comes back.
Or before something else comes through.
Okay. What do we know about getting out of the Fey Realm? We shouldn't eat anything. We shouldn't step into circles. We shouldn't follow music.
Check.
What else? Iron repels fairies and turning your clothes inside out, right? Church bells, but...
Okay. Some of those things we can do, and some of them maybe we can fake. I think we've probably passed the always be polite to fairies stage
of
things.
We've definitely passed that stage.
Okay, hey, guys, what about salt? That's a thing to protect against all kinds of paranormal beings, right?
Might as well add it to the list. It can't hurt. Okay, you finish patching him up, and I'll start to gather whatever supplies I think might be useful.
Thanks. You know, I have thought about it before, of course, the possibility of it all being real. It's actually, Sorry. It's actually why I got into folklore in the first place. I never told anyone this before. Now, I'm pretty sure there are plenty of people who wouldn't be surprised, but I started researching all sorts of things that when I was a teenager because I thought, I thought maybe if I put the right pieces together, I could bring my dad back. I guess I thought some of it must be real if there were so many people in the world that believed in it, and I even tried some spells. And as a teen, I got into Wicca for a bit.
I had a similar phase.
Did you?
Yeah.
And then I realized that he was dead and he was never coming back and there was nothing I could do about it. And fuck. Now I realize, of course, that there was something I could have done.
Well, there's no way you could have known. I mean, all the research in the world wouldn't have led you to what's actually happening.
I know, but I'm angry, I think. I'm angry that magic is real and that this is what it's giving me. It's a life 40 years without my father and monsters breaking my bones and...
Can I tell you something I've never told anyone?
Yeah.
I lied. I do remember a little bit about when I went missing as a kid.
Really?
I think I was somewhere else.
Somewhere else.
I don't know if I was in the same place your dad was. It doesn't sound like it. Wherever I was, it was beautiful. It looked like Freetown Forest, but better. Brighter. Everything smelled better, tasted better, felt better. I mean, maybe I wandered off and ate some drugged up mushrooms or something, but whatever happened, I've been trying to figure it out ever since, trying to recapture it. I mean, if I'm honest... Do you think I'm just totally off my rocker?
Well, if you are, I am. I get it a little. I mean, when I did that rune, I don't know if I can describe this, but it felt...
What?
It felt incredible. I don't know how to describe it. I think I would definitely want to feel that again, and that kind of scares me.
Well, it doesn't have to be scary. I mean, if doing magic felt good and protected you, how can it be bad? Here, keep that on as long as you can. Look, I get being angry and scared, but everything we've ever been taught about magic tells us that it doesn't need to be bad, right? I mean, in every legend, there's always light magic and dark magic. It's about the user, not the magic itself.
Well, do you think we could use magic to get out of here?
I don't just mean here. I mean the whole deal.
The Fey Court are famously not very generous negotiators.
What if the deal wasn't broken, but changed? What if we, I don't know, merged the world somehow?
You mean let the Fae realm seep out into ours?
Let magic exist here. The Fae use it to keep their gate closed, and we use it to keep our gate closed, and no one has to sit in the liminal.
Why would the Fae realm ever go for something like that?
What if the gates were closed but not locked? Accessible to those who knew, able to pass through from one world to the next. Wouldn't you want to see it if you could? The other side?
I don't know if I trust it. I haven't seen any magic that's led me to believe that it's a stable or positive force.
It just saved our lives. It brought your dad back.
Yeah, but it took him away first.
But it brought him back. And on top of that, you now have more time together than you ever would have if he'd stayed and aged normally. You have your whole lives to get to know each other. For him to know his grandkids and great-grandkids. What a gift that is.
I didn't know you were such a glass-half-full person.
I don't need to be a glass-half-full person because the glass is magic.
Fair enough. But you might actually have a point. Maybe there is a way to make all of this work for us. For the other side to be an ally, not an enemy.
My thoughts, exactly.
Well, first things first, we have to figure out how to get out of here.
Yeah, and fast.
I don't get it.
Are you sure it's unlocked?
I know how to unlock my own front door.
I'm still not getting anything from the station. Maybe whatever was going on is over?
Or something much worse happened. Let me try. It feels like...
Yeah, like someone's pulling from the other side, right?
Jeremy! Jeremy!
Jeremy! Vipin!
What was that?
Was that coming from inside the house?
Jeremy! Jeremy! All right, that's it. I'm breaking it down.
God. Thank fuck.
Jeremy!
Dad!
Vipin!
Who are you?
Hi.
What the hell happened?
Well, what are you guys doing here?
We heard you screaming on the radio.
What?
Alden's radio. We could hear shouting and something about beans?
That's what we use to get rid of the Oni.
The what?
Anenra? It's a kind of malevolent spirit in Japanese lore. That's what broke Jeremy's hand.
You did what? Let me see.
I'm fine. Shit. You were able to tune into the liminal, yeah?
Yeah.
You really did it.
I guess so. Is that where you guys were?
I don't know. We're not completely sure. We got chased by these birds.
What?
And then we hid inside the house. We got trapped. There was this music like before.
Oh yeah, we heard that on the radio.
Yeah.
And I think there were other worlds there that was like spreading out of Freetown again. But I don't know. Everything looks really normal now.
I mean, I haven't gotten any more strange broadcasts, so...
Are you really okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I am. I'm a little beaten up, but okay, we're all right.
And why's your sweater inside?
We had to,
Better question. Who is this?
Wait, sorry, now this is...
Guys, wait. Listen.
A body was just discovered by police in Freetown State Forest, a popular hiking and camping destination. The body was discovered earlier this afternoon, and the identity of the victim and the exact cause of death is unknown at this time. The police have stated that, due to recent attacks, they are taking this as a matter of public safety and will be closing down the park until further notice, especially since they have already ruled out natural causes based on the state of the body. Whether this hiker was murdered or attacked remains to be seen.
This episode of Bridgewater was written by Lauren Shippen and directed by Brendan Patrick Hughes. Assistant director Sarah Klein, sound design by Vincent DeJohnny, Rima Elkayali, Josh Thane, and Trevor Young, with music by Chad Lawson. Starring Misha Collins as Jeremy Bradshaw, Melissa Ponzio as Ann Becker, Alan Tudyk as Thomas Bradshaw, Karin Soni as Vipin Khurana, Sabra May as Olivia Hoskins, Cheryl Umana as Officer Bautista, Will Wheaton as Captain Haddock, Trisha Helfer as The Legend Tripper, Stephen Guarino as Dr. Edwards, Nandamisu Dembe as Peyton Blake, Hillary Burton Morgan as Shelley Hoskins, Nikki McCauley as Celeste, and Victoria Grace as Katie Franks. With additional voice acting by Greta Gould, Shelby Young, Adam O'Byrne, Monty Markham, Charlie Bergman, and Taryn Westbrook. Executive producers Aaron Mankey, Misha Collins, Lauren Shippen, Matt Frederick, and Alexander Williams. Supervising producers Josh Thane and Trevor Young. Bridgewater was created by me, Aaron Mankey, and is a production of Grim and Mild and iHeart3D Audio. Learn more about the show over at grimandmild.com/Bridgewater and find more podcasts from iHeartRadio on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. And as always, thanks for listening.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.